welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is retired from active ministry, but still facilitates workshops and retreats on the spirituality of aging. Her reflection is entitled, A Poetic Encounter with Suffering.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations. God has consumed without pity all the dwellings of Jacob, has torn down in anger the fortresses of daughter Judah, has brought to the ground in dishonor her king and her princes. On the ground in silence sit the old men of daughter Zion. They strew dust on their heads and gird themselves with sackcloth. The maidens of Jerusalem bow their heads to the ground. Worn out from weeping are my eyes. Within me all is in ferment. My gall is poured out on the ground because of the downfall of the daughter of my people. As child and infant faint away in the open spaces of the town. In vain they ask their mothers, where is the grain? As they faint away like the wounded in the streets of the city and breathe their last in their mother's arms. To what can I liken or compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? What example can I show you for your comfort, virgin daughter Zion? For great as the sea is your downfall, who can heal you? Your prophets had for you false and specious visions. They did not lay bare your guilt to avert your fate. They beheld for you in vision false and misleading portents. Cry out to God, moan, O daughter Zion. Let your tears flow like a torrent, day and night. Let there be no respite for you, no repose for your eyes. Rise up shrill in the night, at the beginning of every watch. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of God. Lift up your hands to God for the lives of your little ones who faint from hunger at the corner of every street. The Word of the Lord. Recently, I read a quote from Pope Francis in which he said, "We instinctively try to run away from suffering because suffering is repugnant to us." End quote. Perhaps that explains the apparent repugnance to many to the Book of Lamentations. Seldom do we read from it. Seldom do we quote from it. Seldom do excerpts from it show up in the readings throughout our liturgical year. However, today we are invited to ponder a passage from the second chapter of Lamentations, and we are confronted with excruciating suffering, pictured in poetic language. Each chapter in the Book of Lamentations is a poem. Use of hyperbole and other figures of speech heighten the dramatic effect, convey the emotions of grief and loss and suffering in a near operatic pitch. How unlike our culture's way of dealing with such pain. Are we not rather encouraged to move on as quickly as possible after a loss, whether of a person, a job, or anything, no matter how dear to us? Are we not encouraged to keep it all together, so to speak, hide or somehow try to mask the depth of our feelings of sorrow, no matter how bereft we feel? The Psalms, which the Church recites so regularly, are filled with both songs of praise and songs of lament. The Psalms run the gamut of human emotions. They, like the Book of Lamentations, express the truth of our human condition. They often use figurative language to convey the depth or immensity of what can't be fully appreciated in a literal use of words. They also thereby help us to recognize the commonality of our personal experience, expanding our heart's vision beyond merely ourselves to the entire universe. We are in this together. When we pray as we do today with Lamentations, On the ground in silence sit the old men girding themselves with sackcloth, maidens bowing their heads to the ground, child and infant fainting away, asking, where is the grain, then breathing their last in their mother's arms. Hearing that, do we not see in these pictures a strong likeness to suffering throughout the world today? Do not images of starving children in Sudan and their mothers' helplessness in efforts to save them, weary, sick, desperate refugees trudging by the millions across our continents seeking a home, do these images then not stir us to want to help alleviate the pain of others? I conclude with a verse from a poem by Naomi Nye, who writes of sorrow as one of the deepest things inside. Her words might help us gather the courage needed to enter those dark places that we resist entering. She writes, "You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows, and you see the size of the cloth." End quote. Lamentations challenges us to see the size of the cloth. The poetry reminds us of our need to cry out to God in prayer of lament. It helps us see more clearly, and instead of running away from the suffering, to do what is needed to heal it.